The Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Earlier this week, the state reported the death of a teenager in Cook County. Are you familiar with this case? If so, is this the state's first teenage death? And can you tell us if the teenager in question had underlying conditions?
Okay, we're going to get a definition now of how you can determine whether or not someone died with COVID. Very simple.
I don't have that information at my disposal at this time. I know we have had people of all age groups die. I just want to be clear in terms of the definition of people dying.
Okay, here comes the definition of death by COVID.
Of COVID. So the case definition is very simplistic. It means at the time of death, it was a COVID positive diagnosis.
That means no matter how you die, as long as you were positive for COVID when you died, you are a COVID death. Even if you got in a car wreck or you fell off a cliff, for whatever reason that you died, as long as you had COVID, it's counted as a COVID death. Listen.
So that means that if you were in hospice and had already been given, you know, a few weeks to live, and then you also were found to have COVID, that would be counted as a COVID death.
There it was. Okay. She's going to make it more simple for us.
Means that if, technically, if even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So
technically, even if you died of an alternate cause, if you had COVID when you died, it's called a COVID death. You wonder why the numbers are messed up.
So I think in this country, we've taken a very liberal approach to mortality. And I think the reporting here, some countries are recording that as a heart issue or a kidney issue and not a COVID-19 death. Right now, we're still recording it. And the great thing about having forms that come in and a form that has the ability to mark it as COVID-19 infection, the intent is right now that those, if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show here on a Friday. Man, we're off to a good start on a Friday. This is going to be such a fun show today. I have the great Suzanne Sherman with me, and we're going to be talking the Constitution. She sort of rocks the Constitution, and we're going to be learning so much from her. Also, I have Alan Stevo coming on, who writes for the Epic Times and also the Daily Caller and the Mises Organization, and boy, he even wrote the book on Bitcoin, and he's going to be talking about a piece he just wrote right around the 4th of July, right around Independence Day. And also, we're going to be talking a little bit about Marxism. Then we're going to shove on to the last hour, and I'll be talking about all kinds of things with disinformation. Disinformation is a really interesting topic, and I can't wait to cover it on even a more stranger, weirder realm, and I'll be diving into that in the last hour. And then I'm also going to shock you with some statements. Let's just see how awake you are. Let's just see. Because for the awake, maybe you don't even know that you're not as awake as you should be. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably going to ruffle a few feathers. Sorry about that, but that's just kind of the deal. And you get what you get. So I'm just going to say some things and then you can do with it what you want to do with it. So welcome to the show. Go to katedalyradio.com for any, you know, for all the business, for COVID posters and letters, for a letter that you can print out or you can actually screenshot on your phone. And that would actually make it so that when you walk into a place, you can go mask free. I'm working on Kate Daly Show t-shirts right now. Shirts about the mask. I think you're going to love. And we'll try and get those up as soon as possible. All of this that I'm talking about, katedalyradio.com is the website. And then, of course, the podcast. Make sure that that governors get the podcast of Chris Ann Hall yesterday talking about the 10th Amendment, because the governors are trying to claim the 10th Amendment and as a reason for mandating a mask. And we all know that they're not They don't have the authority to do that. And maybe Suzanne will weigh in on that too. Also tomorrow, sorry. I don't want to further screw you up. July 14th. Will you please write down that date? July 14th. It's coming up. And at noon, you can hustle on over to 121 Tabernacle and you can be part of the school board meeting because they're going to be meeting and taking their orders from the Utah school board up high in Salt Lake City. And that should be very, very entertaining. You might want to be there to voice your opinion about the child abuse going on with making kids oxygen deprived all day. I know. Do you remember all those kids that were dropping left and right, you know, like during the COVID, whatever you want to call it? Do you remember that? Okay. Well, that didn't happen, did it? No, kids weren't even reported with COVID. Yet they're going to make them wear masks because it's a public building. That's how they're getting away with it. It's a public building. Maybe Suzanne can also weigh in on that one too. We had a lot to weigh in on. And that was July 14th coming up, 4 days. And that was 121 Tabernacle. So if you catch this on a rerun later, remember I'm saying July 14th. So we've had that happen before. Anyway, I welcome the great Suzanne Sherman to the show. How are you?
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Me too. Me too. I cannot wait. You know, we have needed to get together for a very long time. And I am just, I'm loving your posts. I'm loving what you write about. And you've actually written for the 10th Amendment Center. I just had Mike Mahari on. And let me tell you, you've written some fantastic pieces. And I know that you probably want to weigh in on the draconian measures that are taking place right now in the state of Utah. And I also want you to weigh in on the governor yesterday, the overlord of our health, apparently. I didn't know. And what your feelings and thoughts are pertaining to the Constitution and pertaining to what we can actually do. How can we fight this? How can we fight this in the schools, and can we? So I'd love for, I know that was just a huge amount of questions, but I pose all of those questions to you, Suzanne, because I cannot wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, thank you. Just to give a quick background, I am originally from California, like I believe you are as well. And I left California. I was practicing law out there, and I stopped my law practice for, this was an instance of personal secession. I decided to homeschool my children, get them out of the government schools. I didn't like what I was seeing. So eventually I ended up moving to Utah because I felt it was a much freer society at the time it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I'm seeing now, and I think you are as well, we have several other radio hosts that are seeing the same thing and came to Utah to put the brakes on this spread from the plague of California. Yes. And unfortunately, they're very successful in bringing what was out there here. And it makes me very sad to see that. Yeah. Didn't expect this kind of response. Go ahead.
No, me too. And I want people to understand where they can find you as well before we launch in, because I want people to understand where can they read what you're doing and follow your show and follow your posts.
Thank you. I do have a website, SuzanneCSherman.com, and it'll say Utah Prepping Constitution Politics. And as you said, yes, there's a page that has all my published articles from 10th Amendment Center, American Conservative, the Abbeville Institute, and then also my blogs. And that kind of focuses more on preparedness, although I have written a few articles on federalism there as well. So I combined preparedness and politics. And when you say, what can we do to fight this? Being prepared for disasters, man-made, natural, and we're seeing a combination of both right now, has really put me ahead of the curve for what is going on. And I'm trying to use that experience and knowledge to help other people not only get through, but fight what's happening.
Sure. Oh, man. And I'm glad you're out there. You know, when people say, but I know, but who's fighting? Well, we all are. I mean, we're out there. And so I think that when people can learn from you, this is the most important thing we can do, is educate. Once people are armed with knowledge, they're more confident, and they'll go out and they will confront this more. But when we don't know what we're talking about, we tend to get a little more quiet. And maybe this is why the silent majority has been quiet so long. I don't know.
Well, and thank goodness for shows like yours that have such a reach. You know, I do my rabble rousing, but you know, we're dependent on social media to get our word out. And the tech giants really don't like what we have to say. I mean, this virus has been so fortuitous for them. You know, how convenient is it that people now are stuck at home and they have to rely on watching the news? So that helps the fear mongering in the mainstream media keep them just glued to their televisions, and then they're afraid to go out. So this is, again, a boon to the tech companies, where they're going to get together on all these platforms and substitute their interpersonal communications and connectivity for staring at each other through a screen. And this is the new normal. I find that absolutely unacceptable.
Amen, sister. Okay. Amen. So tell me a little bit about how you fight this. The governor saying 10th Amendment, 10th Amendment, I claim the 10th Amendment. And then, of course, the masks in school. Can people fight that? Because we've given a lot of authority over to government in our public schools.
You know, I think when they're citing the 10th Amendment, it's almost like a different level of the Hamiltonian version of his interpretation of the general government. Well, if it doesn't say we can't, we can. You know, we have this, you know, by implication. And as we know, other the schools of thought is a government by implication is no government at all. It takes us back full circle to parliamentary sovereignty. And the war was fought to get out from under that. As for what King George over in Salt Lake City is doing, personal secession. Once again, pull your kids out of the schools.
Right.
Do you really want your kindergartner sitting there? I have a friend who's a preschool teacher, and she's in Arizona, and their kids are going to be subject to this, too. And she did a video of these kids, you know, making slingshots from their masks, picking their noses, you know, fidgeting with things. And, you know, the masks are going to give people a false sense of security. And kids, their little masks are going to be filthy. And I don't see this doing anything. But what I read about was, I forgot what the article was, but the justification was, we are going to keep the education system safe. To me, I'm thinking, screw you. This is about kids being safe, and you want to keep the system safe. And that's what government does. They protect themselves and their own interests. I watched Summit County. I made the frustration, like, watching a Summit County webinar, and it was just a group of circle jerks congratulating themselves at the end of the conversation for changing people's behavior. Wasn't about saving lives. It was about changing behavior. These are sociopaths.
Jeez, yes, and amen for the distinction of the system versus the kids and really the child abuse that this is going to inflict on them. Not only the loss of oxygen, but also the psychological toll this will take. And I worry about this. And I think there's a lot of parents out there going, well, I'm definitely putting my kids back in, but can I go religious exempt, or can I go with a medical exemption? And so maybe we can tackle that, but when we come back. But we're going to head off to a break. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. I have the fantastic Suzanne Sherman with me. You're not going to want to miss this. We're going to tackle a lot of issues in a very short period of time here. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Oh, you're live, Suzanne. That was Uprising by Muse. And let me just tell you, I got the great Suzanne Sherman on with me, and you're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I also want to say, too, make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. They're doing some great things, and that is they'll work with your insurance company. They're pretty amazing, and they also will come to your home and they will go ahead and look at your wrecked vehicle and they'll assess it and they'll do all the work for you. You don't even have to do anything. How fantastic is that? So make sure that you are going to ABC Auto Body Central when you're in an accident. These are the guys. They have decades of experience. And even the car rental company, when I use them myself, because this is who I chose, was ABC, the car rental company was like, who are you choosing? Just, you know, were you in an accident? I said, yeah. And I said it was ABC. And they said, oh my gosh, we get the best feedback about them. We love these guys. So I'm just telling you that the word of mouth on the street is ABC Auto Body Central in Washington. Make sure that you go there, give them your business. They are amazing. They're a sponsor of the show, and they're a great sponsor of the show. And we need to salute people that are willing to step up like that. That's pretty awesome. Welcome back to the show. Go to katedallyradio.com for these podcasts and share them, please. And share these with the governor. The governor needs to be educated. And so does Spencer Cox, and so do all of these people. They need to be educated, especially Angela Dunn. She seems to be running our state right now, and she's got a resume that would fit on a little tiny index card. She worked for the CDC, and I don't know if she's got a brain in her head. Please, this is who our state's listening to, and she's probably one of the least qualified to ever speak about your health, my health, or even close businesses. Make sure that they realize they have no authority to run our state. I welcome back Suzanne Sherman and Suzanne. We were having some mic issues. You are live, and I also Suzanne has a show too. Did you want to tell people how to get to the show?
Sure, I've got a couple. Sure. Suzanne Sherman's The Wasatch Report radio show, and then I have another one that focuses on preparedness and self-reliance exclusively, and that's the Red Hot Chili Prepper, Chilly.
Nice.
Prepper. Yeah, so we have a lot
like
of fun
that.
With that.
Oh, heavens, yes. Okay, so let's circle back to Illinois, and I also want to hit contact tracing, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, words do have meaning, don't they? And it's interesting mm-hmm. how we're not talking about COVID deaths anymore, COVID cases, and how people are starting to dig a little bit deeper, aren't they?
Yeah.
And what do you mean by a case? And essentially now it's pretty much anybody that has a pulse. I mean, what are they not including in COVID? And mm-hmm. when I first started noticing the disingenuous nature of the covering mm-hmm. of these cases, there was one in California, the headline said, boy, 17. Dies with COVID.
Right.
What they fail to show, you know, in the headlines, if you do take the time to read the article, and very few people do, let's be honest, mm-hmm. he was septic. He had a plethora of comorbidity issues. So yeah, COVID was probably in the picture, but did it kill him? No, but it sure makes for good scare tactics in the headlines.
And
there was another one.
That's why the governor went blank. When the governor of Illinois was asked, well, did this teenager die? And he went, oh, health department. And they come up and they're like, well, let me explain this in a roundabout way and try to lie and deceive you. No, actually, we're marking everything COVID. On the end of that clip coming in was Deborah Birx, and you know, the scarf happy Deborah Birx saying the same exact thing. It was all about, well, we're just kind of marking it all COVID. Hope you don't mind. I mean, hope you don't even care about what I just said. So that's the kind of nonsense.
Even in hospice, there was a case out in Ogden for the local people here. Uh-huh. And it turned out that the person was actually in hospice. And not to sound heartless or anything, but I also read a statistic that the overwhelming majority of people that are dying, it would have been dead within a year regardless. So you kind of have to wonder, I don't know, maybe is something else at play here? Why are they trying to have this, you know, this narrative? And as I alluded during the break, I thought, you know, what are they going to say now if there's a mass shooting mm-hmm. and then we have COVID? Are they going to opt for COVID? Or are they going to opt for gun violence? Which neo-Marxist tactic are they going to, you know, celebrate here?
So true. And, you know, everybody heard the clip coming in when she said, well, you could be given 2 weeks to live from cancer or something else that you have, but we're going to mark you COVID. They admit it. They look right at the camera and they think no one's going to care that they're admitting to lying about a death. It's amazing that people aren't calling them on it and they're going, oh, well, yeah, that's what the health department says. Well, that's lying. So today, just so everybody knows, I just want to make sure that we have 438 deaths today in all of America. This is with the fraudulent numbers, and 15,400 and some change of just serious cases of the serious cases, and that's not even including all hospitalized or critical, right? That they're marking fraudulently COVID. They couldn't even rustle up more numbers than that in the entire country. But the articles today are 89% are filling up ICU. I'm sorry, but that's only 9 deaths per state on average and 313 people per state on average in the entire United States. Where's all those beds? 89% with COVID. That's the kind of lying that we're getting. That was the lead story on ABC. It's amazing.
And this is this is the nature of this disease is terrifying. The way they have put this out for us at the beginning. Oh, well, mm-hmm. you can have asymptomatic transmission of this and
ridiculous.
Showing people that are just dying in the streets. And what we really don't understand, again, with the statistics, now they're not following the narrative. So now, like you just said, they're lying.
Yeah.
And people are still saying, well, we're going to wear the mask anyway. And going back to the kids in school now with this K-12 mandate,
yeah.
which, of course, he has no authority to impose on people. If anything, let the communities, let the schools and the parents in those communities make these decisions. But having this decree taking into or ignoring any considerations of rural students or mm-hmm. might be in smaller communities, don't need this. And then what they're going to be doing is tugging at these masks. I equate this, you know, to kids being diagnosed with ADHD. Well, why do these kids get diagnosed and why is it pushed so much? Because the education systems get more money, just like the mm-hmm. hospitals and the insurance companies
Good
are
point.
Doing if they can diagnose COVID.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Let's talk COVID tracing. this is the new Gestapo. I just wish they'd call it that. It'd be so much easier. You can just refer to it as a Gestapo. But you tell me, contact tracing and giving themselves the authority to do this. By the way, the governor announced only 15,000 people got his app. They spent $3 million on it of our tax money. So
money well spent.
So you tell me, contact tracing. Let's open that one up.
I think they had that program where when you crossed the borders or uh-huh. came in through Salt Lake City, you were uh-huh. going to get a note. You got a text and then had to also submit to a questionnaire. Uh-huh. That was canceled the first day. I had the tracing upgrade on my phone. You mentioned
yes.
this, I believe, on your show before.
Yes.
I had to disable it. Now, we have a mutual friend, our friend Greg Carpenter, the
mm-hmm.
NSA guy,
yes.
who said, you're not going to be able to disable this on your next update. So what can you do to fight this? Well, you know, there are little things you can do, and I have one of these. I got one from Amazon. It's a little Faraday bag,
mm-hmm.
and you can put that in there. And we've tried this, where I'll put my phone in this bag, and somebody can call. It doesn't even show a missed call. That phone ceases to exist.
Right.
The downside is we rely on our phones. We use them for navigation, for listening to music wherever we go. So you can find your way to wean yourself off that and then keep that thing hidden. I think that's one little way to fight back. You know, civil disobedience, be ungovernable. It doesn't mean you have to be unruly and violent, but be ungovernable.
I love that message. I love, because, you know, we say this a lot on the show, and that is you don't need to fight. You don't have to have a bloody revolution. We already did that. We established the Constitution. That sacrifice was made. Now we need to use it to our advantage and make sure that we keep using it and reminding the elected officials their place in life. And that is, it's at the lowly place of being an employee. They are not at the hierarchy of us. And actually, we've got a caller. Greg's calling. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? The NSA guy. I love it. You got to weigh in. See, Greg, it's been a while since you've been on the show. You need to come back.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yes,
you
so you're live. So would you want to weigh in on this and give us a minute of your opinion on all of this with Suzanne on?
Sure, I was going to ask Suzanne a question.
Sure,
but I can,
go for it.
I can talk about the question myself, yeah. Has the CDC or the WHO, has anyone identified specifically the transmissibility of COVID-19?
I don't know. They still say it's a mystery. We don't have enough information, and it's been 6 months. Suzanne?
Have they put their finger in the air after taking it out of their mouth and seeing which way the wind is blowing?
Oh my goodness! Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's about how it's going. So it's interesting that people message me and say that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything specifically that it's been locked down. I hear droplet versus mm-hmm. aerosol.
Yes.
And, of course, contact surface to a limited extent.
Yes.
But that's about it. And I didn't know if Suzanne or Kate, you had heard anything different.
No, but let me, believe me, they keep changing it. But let me ask you this without a ton of time left, is on contact, on the COVID app that got mysteriously installed on all of our phones, you have to turn that off. But in the fine print, I noticed it says you have to turn off your Bluetooth too. And you're the NSA guy. You tell me.
That's correct. If you don't turn off the Bluetooth, it'll still transmit metadata,
mm-hmm.
which is the data that talks about who you are, where you are, and what you're doing.
Okay.
So the data will still be sent regardless of you turning off the function or not.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm so glad to hear you weigh in on that. And any other questions for Suzanne?
No. I'm just curious if you'd heard anything like that, because that's something that's very important to understand. And I didn't know if she had heard anything about that.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll have you on soon, too.
All right.
Thanks, Greg. Greg, the NSA guy. Suzanne, you know, they keep redefining this, and they keep saying it's mysterious and we don't know, even though we have new viruses every single year. But this one is mysterious. Very interesting.
Because they've run out of excuses. So let's just say we don't really know.
Right.
So we're going to be careful.
Right.
And then when the death rate declines, we can pat ourselves on the back and say it was thanks to our hard work. And now when I called Summit County, I said, have you taken into consideration the lives you are ruining here? Mm-hmm. And you have shut down a gym. Mm-hmm. We can't go work out. And before this shutdown, I had made such a change in my body statistics. I mean, my basic metabolic rate, all these things had changed. I was literally reversing the signs of aging by being able to work out. They take that away. So is this about our health? What is this about? I cannot come to any other conclusion than this is about control. And they are pushing so hard to see what they can get away with.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind will say, well, if you have somebody you're sleeping with, sleep head to toe. Now, some clown in Texas, well, you should wear your mask inside the house, too. Think about these kids. We know we talked about the education system.
Right.
One of the big problems with ADHD is poor nutrition. Parents are going to throw a bowl of cereal at these kids once they have that carb crash, and then they go into flight or fight. Now they're dealing with oxygen deprivation on top of that.
Yes.
I really feel for these kids.
Me too. We're going to come right back more with Suzanne Sherman, and we'll be right back. Don't miss this. KateDalyRadio.com. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Long live the pioneer. Rebels and mutineers. Go forth and have no fear. Come close and lend an ear.
I love this song because Suzanne Sherman and Chris Ann Hall are like my soul sisters, and I think we're all a bunch of renegades. And maybe you feel like a renegade. You know that picture where everyone's saluting Hitler, but there's the one guy? That's how I think we all feel sometimes, right? But guess what? Guess what? There's more in the crowd that feel the way you do. And I'm hoping that all of you out there listening right now understand that we have a role to play and that you still have to be the one guy. And if you're the one guy of 10, great. There's 10 people. There's 10 guys that are not saluting, right? And yesterday I played the sheep clip where the baaing of the sheep, and that's how it feels right now. But guess what, folks? There's a lot that feel the way you do. And I think we have to remember that. I welcome back Suzanne Sherman, who I know will be frequenting the show. And I'm so happy about that. She has her own show, too. You need to check it out. I'm always willing to hap tip my guests because what's important right now is that we learn and that we educate ourselves so that we have that confidence. And I think that's really the most important part. We go silent when we don't know. But if we know what we're talking about, right, that's when you start to speak up and you start to voice more and you start to get a little more confident in what you're saying. And you will be broader and more visible when you're confident in what you're saying. And I look at Suzanne as somebody extremely confident in what she's saying because she knows what she's talking about. So I'm hoping we're all paying attention. And Suzanne, we were just talking about contact tracing and geofencing and all these ridiculous things that they're trying to get away with. And so what's it going to take? What percentage of the population is this going to take to turn this boat around, and can we?
You know, we've gone so far. I try and do what we can on a personal level. If your kids are in school, see if you can rearrange your priorities and educate them at home,
right.
Especially now, you know, if your poor kids are going to be subjected to this mask requirement. You talk about socialization and the problems that homeschool kids allegedly have, and that's a myth, by the way, of socialization. How is wearing a mask where nonverbal communication now is going to be extremely affected in an adverse manner? How are they going to continue to have the adequate socialization that the government schools pretend they proffer when now you miss this the facial expressions,
yeah,
of the students, of the teachers, the affirmations? How are you going to learn from these cues? This is going to be very problematic. So if you can in any way simplify, scale back, have a home-based industry and educate your kids, I wholeheartedly implore people to do that. Please reach out to me. I will help you. I unschooled, homeschooled two of my boys as well.
Oh, I love that. You re-educated them. I swear I've had to do that with my kids too and re-educate them from the school system. I mean, they were teaching that pilgrims nailed it when they got socialism correct when they moved here. And I went, I don't know where to start with that one, but that's what they were teaching in school. So here's the deal. July 30th, there is a meeting at the Staley Barn down here, and I'm hoping they're going to Zoom it so that people up throughout the state can watch this. But it's all the different ways you can homeschool, and I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised when they realize that there's many ways to fit a schedule. So if people are worried about their schedule and their lives and they're not willing to walk away from a job or whatever, then there's a way to do it with the help of the community. We actually have so many ways to facilitate and help you. And July 30th, Staley Barn on a Thursday night, the end of the month, please, please, please go. Also, July 14th, the school, Washington County School District here at noon, July 14th, they're set to have a meeting that they really hate when I talk about on the radio because it gets people there and they really hate to have these meetings broadcasted the time and place because they like to keep them quiet and they're pretty shifty that way. I don't respect the Washington County School District at all. And so people probably know that by now because they've been so sneaky in the past. So with that being said, wow, what are we going to do? The contact tracing, how are we going to get around this? I think this show is really, we should be sort of that resource center for what can we do about it? How can you get around the contact tracing? We have to basically be dissenters of government in this. Because if I were to ask you, what percentage of the government right now do we truly need? Because I believe in some government. What would you say to that, Suzanne? What percentage?
You're asking an anarchist. I would have to say very, you know, the percentage of government, what is necessary to protect life, liberty, and property.
Yes.
And then once you get there, it's a very slippery slope because then they will say, well, if you smoke the devil's lettuce or use drugs, then that's not a victimless crime because society suffers from that. So there's no safe haven where they won't use the greater good and the, you know, how what your personal conduct is ultimately harming somebody else. Be it women, be it children, you name it. They will pick their poster child and they absolutely run with that. So as limited as you can possibly be, clearly there are some people whose behavior needs to be addressed. And then it comes to the issue of, well, how are you going to do that? Now, I used to practice criminal defense in the state of California.
Wow.
And on another show, on an AM show yesterday, I was excoriated by a lawyer who said I was a disgrace to my profession because I told him the contempt that I have for the criminal justice system. Everything in there is intimidating. The overwhelming majority of cases now are settled by plea bargains. The judge is up on a pedestal. The jury's admonished. You cannot have a thought for yourself when it comes to the law. But, you know, this is the thing. People have to start questioning government. My reason for getting up in the morning is to discredit them, to mock them, to ridicule them. We need more people. That's why I love your show and the fact that you have such a big audience, that you're not a media, you know, you're not a government lapdog who is just, you know, putting forth the talking points that they want these people to use to misinform the public. So, you know, you have to be bold, but you don't have to alienate a lot of people.
Yeah, amen to that. In fact, today what I learned from mainstream was if you drink alcohol, COVID-19 is apparently in your beer, but only after 11. And sex has to involve masks now. And brain damage can occur even through a mild virus. Walmart workers and Amazon and postal workers are basically immune to the virus. They have a special strain of immunity that only applies to them. And that every single hospital in America is claiming 1/3 of their ICU beds are filled with COVID, only 313 per state are even considered serious. So that never added up. And it affects Republicans more than it does rioters, you know, all of these things. And so, oh, and it gets to frat parties. For some reason, it angles towards a frat party, but only at night. So we're seeing all this play out. And this is what I learned from mainstream. Now, there's a definite problem with that. So when we listen to shows that are mainstream lapdog shows, this is the kind of nonsense BS that we're going to learn, and it's mind-numbing. It's mind-numbing. Anyone that believes any one of those stories, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. It's ridiculous for you to even listen to this, because I got a message yesterday that told me that if I don't believe in the mask, I think people should walk around nude too. And I'm like, I'm not quite sure how to respond to the insanity of a statement like that, but okay.
This is quintessential gaslighting, because when we first started, when this first happened, I said, hey, you know what? Personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. I was sick. I'm pretty sure I had it in February, March.
I did in January.
Stayed home. Mm-hmm. Guess what? I didn't go to the gym.
Yeah.
I didn't go out. Mm-hmm. I stayed home until all my symptoms were gone. Right. I knew I was better. And then even then, severely modified my behavior. Mm-hmm. But that's not good enough, Kate, because guess what? They're not telling us to do that. So what they're going to do is say, well, you know, it's not good enough for you to take those precautions. The masks only work if everybody uses them. I was told this yesterday. So they either work or they don't. But by saying I don't care about people, or you should run around nude, or whatever nonsense they're going to say, it takes personal responsibility out of the equation. And that's the only way they get away with this.
Yes, except for the hand washing lessons that I've had 500 times a day since the end of January. Because before that, man, I ran around never washing my hands. Didn't you? I mean, I didn't even know how to do it, but I was so grateful for the 500 lessons a day.
Well, I had a horse, and we used to joke that we would, you know, take our horses in the wash rack and put our hands in God knows where, cleaning those horses, and we'd have the dark gook under our hands. We'd eat a sandwich, but, you know, I went to that grocery store. I'm wiping down that shopping cart.
You know, it's funny, all the precautions. You know, somebody messaged me the other day and said, here's a video on germs. And I said, do you remember the old Lysol commercials when it showed the path of germs until Lysol, you know, killed it all?
Right.
Or 99% left one little lonely germ. I said, you know, people will watch stuff like that, and they'll walk away and they'll think, my house is filled with germs. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then you realize, oh, there's germs everywhere, and there always has been, and I have lived to tell the tale. So your immune system works better than a mask ever will. And if we can get that message across, that's about to go on a Kate Daly Show t-shirt. And I hope it resonates with people when they start to remember, because I think we had national amnesia, world amnesia, really, that we had immune systems, but for some reason in February, all that common sense went out the window, even for medical staff across the United States. It was really strange.
You know, what I would say also, the number one way to avoid all this contact tracing, and this might not be very popular, but do not get tested under any circumstances. Do not get tested. I was just asked by a family member who I have to go see to please go get tested. And I said, you know what, if I get a false result, or if I show the antibodies, they are talking about some states putting people under house arrest who have a positive test. And then if they go out, putting them physically under arrest if they until they test negative. How do we know if these haven't already been contaminated?
That's
so I would
true.
Say do not get tested under any circumstances.
In fact, there was a medical establishment that sent the tests in, and they did not go to a patient. They just sent the tests back, and they wanted to see how they would come back. And I think 90% of them came back with COVID. On the swab, and they were never tested on a person. So,
well, it is mysterious.
Very mysterious. And so I think you're right. And I actually talked a friend out of doing a test, because I said, you don't know what what you're going to be a part of now if you take that test. And if you take the test, what are you going in for? There's no treatment. 99.8%, 7%, just fine. I mean, I got through it just fine. You got through it just fine. So what's the deal? We have new viruses every single year. So I think the common sense in all of us should say, why would you go and take a test that A, they're bribing for, and B, because they're giving out gift cards and they're trying to talk us into going and having our blood go into these banks for this. But think about that. You know, I used to warn people about the DNA testing. I said, not only is the Google guy's wife the first one, you know, me and 23 or whatever ridiculous name it has, but why are we DNA testing? Why are they pushing this? Why are they wanting you to do this? Be very wary of that, because you don't know where the information and the metadata is going. And I think it's the same on the COVID testing too. Why are we ponying ourselves up for that kind of abuse later on? Americans are... we have this gift because we were not Roman slaves when the revolution was fought, right? We actually could just see ahead to what was coming, and we knew that government was only going to expand, and we wanted to preserve the type of government we wanted to preserve. And so we have the gift of looking ahead. Let's look ahead now, right? What are we going to do with all this data?
Yeah, absolutely. I've taken the stance. I am circling my wagons here. I have been, again, somebody that's lived a preparedness lifestyle for some time. So I find myself not having to run to the store for basics, you know, laundry detergent or whatever. I've got a whole bunch of it here. I have raised beds. I'm getting all my lettuce. I've got chickens laying eggs out here. I've got a freezer full of elk and venison.
Nice.
And not everybody has to do that. But, you know, there are ways to learn to make yourself less less susceptible to these draconian shutdowns, and just kind of ignore it as best you can. Also, with regards to that meeting you said about homeschooling, I want to encourage people to also, or your tater tot, think about unschooling children, thinking about letting them follow their passions and trust them as children and yourself as a parent. Quickly, my older son, when we were going through this, some days I was just losing sleep because I'm thinking, criminy, I've let him play with Hot Wheels all day, every day this past week. Guess what? Now he is a professional race car mechanic, professional driver, traveling around the country, making more money than his mom did practicing law.
I love it.
It can work out.
It can. And we need to give people that knowledge and that freedom and encourage it. Encourage the ingenuity that actually made America fantastic. So I really appreciate you coming on. I want to have you back for the death penalty. I want to have you back for so many issues. I can't even tell you. You will come back. Yeah?
Yes. And I actually wrote an article on my website, SuzanneCSherman.com, about the federal death penalty.
Excellent.
So yeah, I'd love to come on and talk about it.
Excellent. Okay. Because I have some views on that, and I got ripped a new one by some of the audience on my stance on that. But you know what?
Okay.
I have a stance.
We'll rip back.
I can't wait. I can't wait. This will be so fun. Suzanne Sherman, your gift. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Check out our show. Check out and a quick couple of links. People can check you out.
SuzanneCSherman.com, Facebook, Suzanne Sherman's The Wasatch Report, the Red Hot Chili Prepper as well. Thank you so much, Kate.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Sen. And I'll be on with Alan Stevo next from the Mises organization and also Epic Times. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't you go anywhere. You got to hang out for this one, too.